Proclamation number 8246 of 20th of August, 1962. Mission of the Light Beings. Awakening of the Spirit of God. Redemptive work of Jesus Christ. When the knowledge of Jesus Christ and His act of salvation is imparted to you, when the spiritual mission of the man Jesus is explained to you, My Spirit must always be at work in you, irrespective of whether you receive this knowledge from me directly or accept it from my messengers. For only the Spirit will open up the understanding for you, and only through the Spirit can you receive such instruction from above. This knowledge is the most important thing, for you must take note of the great work of mercy which was accomplished for you for the sake of your original sin, and you must be enlightened about the spiritual correlations, about the spiritual mission of the man Jesus, because you must call upon him, because you should carry your guilt of sin under his cross, because you should acknowledge him as Redeemer of the world. And this knowledge of Jesus Christ will truly come forth from me, for my adversary endeavors to take precisely the faith in Jesus as divine Redeemer away from people, and therefore he will never testify to the fact that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh. And this is how you recognize the divine Spirit which is always active when you are introduced to the truth, when the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is presented to you. And my Spirit also works where people still walk in darkness, if only a vessel can be found into which it can pour. You humans can certainly do much to enlighten your fellow human beings who are still completely blind in spirit, and you'll truly accomplish blessed work, because all people shall find redemption through him, because all people shall carry their guilt under the cross of Christ. Yet I will also work through my Spirit, for people will be everywhere who live a life of love, who long for truth, for profound knowledge, and whom I can now also introduce through my Spirit. Only the willingness to accept enlightenment must be present, otherwise my Spirit cannot work in such a way that it instructs a person from within. This is why many beings of light are embodied on earth during the time of the end, which enable the transmission of my word from above, which can now also impart the knowledge of Jesus Christ to those who are still in complete ignorance and therefore also run the risk that their souls will not find redemption in their earthly life. The knowledge which is passed on from person to person usually does not remain pure, and therefore it is necessary time and again that the pure truth is conveyed to people through the working of the Spirit. Love and faith, however, are very deficient, and therefore people also live in spiritual darkness. But if a being of light descends to earth for a redeeming mission, then it also brings a degree of love with it which seeks constant contact with the source of love, with me. And it seeks to increase its degree of love. And thus it is also possible for me to address its spirit, and it will listen to it and thus serve me as a mediator, so that I can give people an enlightenment about the mission of the man Jesus, about the original sin guilt and about the redemption from this guilt. Yet only truthful knowledge serves people. Otherwise they reject it and cannot take the path to the cross and then also enter the kingdom of light, because the redemption through Jesus Christ is a prerequisite for this. No human being can be spared the path to the cross, otherwise he will pass over into the kingdom of the beyond burdened by original sin, where he can indeed still find Jesus Christ, but he will never reach the degree he could have reached on earth through the act of salvation, through the rich treasure of grace which is now at his disposal and which also guarantees him the achievement of his goal on earth, that he will unite with me, who accomplished the act of salvation for humanity myself in Jesus Christ, completely free from his guilt. Amen.